Is that your son?
That's my son-in-law.
Your son-in-law.
That's my daughter's husband.
How many children do you have?
I have two, a daughter and a son.
A son. Do they both live here?
No, my son lives in Buffalo, New York, and my daughter lives here. Yes.
What does your son do?
He's an aeronautical engineer.
Oh, that's always sounded like a fascinating field to me.
It is to him. I think perhaps he's going to make a change very soon. General Electric has been after him for about 4 months, and they have made him a very splendid offer, which he is seriously considering. So we perhaps will have him nearer home.
Oh, well, would he come here to
live? No, he will be out from Cincinnati.
Well, that's not far.
Their plant at, maybe it's in Lachlan. It's one of the suburbs of Cincinnati. So he may go there soon.
Oh.
But he's been in Buffalo ever since he finished.
Where did he get his?
Purdue.
Purdue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm going to go through this list of things now and describe these objects to you and let you tell me what you call it.
Okay.
The first one is this room. What do you call this room of the house?
Well, for the years that I have known it, it has been the front parlor. Because we had two parlors, the front one and the back one.
Oh, I see.
That was before the day of living rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it would be a living room. But we call it the front parlor because that's what it has always been to us.
Now, what about that marble floor there in front of the fireplace?
That is a hearth.
You know, some parts of the country, they say hearth.
Yes.
And then the thing, the smoke goes up.
Chimney.
And in a log fireplace, the iron things that the logs rest on.
And iron?
Do you ever hear anybody around here say dog irons?
No, I think not.
And then that shelf over the fireplace.
This?
Yes.
Well, that's the mantle.
Uh-huh. And that includes the whole
thing. The whole thing is the mantle. And the part over it is a cabinet mantle.
And, well, now, you know, in some parts of the country, the word mantle includes the whole thing. In other parts of the country, it's only the shelf.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And,
we call the whole thing the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the small pieces of wood that you light the fire with, build the fire with? Just little slivers of wood.
It is customary in this part of the world to call it kindling wood. Of course, it's firewood, but they speak of it as kindling.
Uh-huh. And then the black stuff that collects in the...
That is soot.
And these things that you pull down, rollers here over the window.
When the sash?
No, I guess you don't have any on this window. Made out of cloth or some kind of cloth, you know, that you just pull down.
Oh, a shade?
Yes.
A window shade.
Mm-hmm. I ask that because I found some people in Louisville who call them blinds.
Yes, they do.
You've heard that.
Yes. But we have shutters, just as you see there.
Mm-hmm.
We have shutters.
Yes. Now, the little room that you hang your clothes in.
Closet?
You ever hear that called a clothes press?
No.
Any time?
No.
What about this big article of furniture, maybe... Very, 6 feet high, double doors that you hang clothes inside.
Wardrobe?
Mm-hmm. Now, what if it's one of those with a door on one side and drawers on the other side?
Chiffonier?
Yes. Then, on the outside of the house, these boards of a frame house, these boards that lap over like this, what do you call them? You know, the house is
made
up, covered with them.
I have to stop saying what you do call those because I don't live in a frame house. They're not slats, are they?
No.
I don't know what you call them.
They're probably either weatherboards or clapboards.